Test 78, Section 2, Question 7, and here we're looking for a flaw in the editorial. It says, City Council is considering increasing the amount of air traffic allowed at the airport beyond its original design capacity. So they're going to up the airport's traffic beyond its original. Several council members say that this increase would not decrease safety, as it would be accompanied by the purchase of the latest safety technology. So it's not really going to hurt because we're adding the latest technology. But in fact, it would decrease safety. So that's our conclusion, is it is going to hurt safety. Numerous studies conducted 30 years ago, and that kind of jumped out at me, show that safety was reduced at every airport where the permitted level of traffic was increased beyond the original capacity, even when those airports made use of the latest safety technology. Well, I sort of looked at this and said, yeah, but that's 30 years ago. Why are you using a study from 30 years ago? We need something maybe a little more recent. And so that was kind of the flaw that I saw. So, the argument draws a conclusion. So the conclusion is it is going to hurt safety because when people did that 30 years ago, it decreased safety. And I'm like, well, it's kind of assuming that everything's the same now. The argument draws a conclusion on the basis of a general statement that has in turn been inferred from a very limited number of particular. No, because it's reduced at every airport, and we don't know how many that was, so we don't know that it was only a handful. B, the argument fails to consider the possibility that whether an airport can allow more air traffic than was originally designed without reducing safety depends largely on what the latest technology is. And I went, maybe? I guess it's okay. So I kind of held on to that and said, I suppose that's kind of what I was saying. Let's see what else we get. C, the argument fails to consider the possibility that the city council members who support the increase are aware of the studies. It doesn't matter whether they are or aren't aware of the studies. It's whether or not those studies prove what we're saying. So it's not about the awareness of the city council members. C, the argument fails to consider, D, the argument confuses an absence of evidence for the claim that the airport can safely permit air traffic in its original design with the existence of evidence against that claim. Well, actually, the evidence is against that claim. It says everywhere where we did this, we had a decrease in safety. So it's not that there wasn't evidence that you could do it. There was evidence that if you do it, then there's bad stuff. And then E, the argument fails to consider that a slight increase in safety risks might be acceptable if it yields overriding benefits of another kind. It doesn't say whether it's acceptable or not. It's whether or not safety will decrease. And so E is out. And so B does turn out to be our best response.